This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Orlando is the first U.S. airport to require facial scans of international passengers going and coming. The stated aim of the program, pushed by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, is to reduce passenger wait times and tighten security. Marketplace's Renata Sago reports from Orlando International, the 11th busiest airport in the country.
All passengers seated in Group 1, you're welcome to board at this time.
This British Airways flight leaves Orlando for London twice a day, carrying about 250 passengers. Gate attendant Suad Amajadi says it usually takes 45 minutes to get everyone on the plane, but facial scan technology cuts the number of minutes to
maybe 20 to 25 max.
Passengers line up and inch toward what looks like a futuristic subway turnstile.
Step on the yellow footprint and just look directly at the camera for me. Perfect.
The camera uses biometrics, basically measurements of facial features, to match a passenger's image with their passport photo. Then a few seconds later, the data is recorded and the passenger can board. Amajadi says it helps the airlines.
We get less penalized for delays.
Orlando International Airport began testing facial scan technology in January as part of a pilot program with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. John Newsom is spokesman for the Greater Orlando Aviation Authority.
There is a congressional mandate that all international passengers be positively identified using biometrics.
Orlando International paid $4 million to adopt the program. Peter Swire teaches business at Georgia Tech. He says it may seem like a good idea from a security standpoint, but
there's a range of privacy and security concerns.
Customs and Border Protection says its facial technology has a more than 97% accuracy rate. But other government tests of more than 35 facial recognition algorithms showed accuracy rates varied depending on the race and gender of the person being scanned. That aside, Swire's also concerned officials
could change the rules and start using these pictures for a much broader range of things.
9 other airports across the country are in the process of testing out facial scan technology. Douglas Kidd runs the National Association of Airline Passengers. He says the government may end up buying the technology.
But we, the passenger, pay for it.
Through taxes, airport fees, or additional charges. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.